Another successful event was held on April 25th at the Pollock Community Center for the New Hope Cancer Foundation. Who are you, and tell us a little about the fundraiser?
My name is Lisa Moser from Pollock. We've been doing this with the New Hope for approximately 4 years now, raising funds for the New Hope Foundation. And this year's event was very successful. We were very pleased with the new location. Moving it to the community center was huge for us, as we were able to serve 250 people.
Oahe Sunset does the cooking at the restaurant and brings it over. What did you serve this year?
We served buffalo chili, which was from a local farmer, Buffalo Stampede. And then we had pheasant that was donated by Ron's Ringneck Ranch and Nelson Farms. And then we had walleye from the Pollock Men's Club, and then a fishing tournament that we have every summer for cancer. We had fish left over from that. And then all the rest of the stuff is all stuff that I make. We had loaded mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, homemade mac and cheese, lots of desserts that everybody brings, carrots, all kinds of stuff we had.
Tell us about the auction.
You know, I kind of lost count on how many items we had at the live auction, but I believe it was somewhere in the 150 category, which is generally kind of what we like to have. If you don't have items, you're not going to sell them. Some go high, some go low. We always have a lot of canned goods. I do make a lot of salsa and different things for it. People also bring stuff. This year's big hit was pickled walleye, which was really, really good. And I didn't think I'd like it, but it was delicious. In silent auction, we had about 35 items, and that went the best it's gone.
We also talked to Linda Meyer, who is very instrumental in helping put this together as well. Tell us how you felt the whole night went.
I was just overjoyed with all the people that came with huge hearts to help the people in our communities with cancer.
You had a lot of volunteers. Where did they all come from?
Everywhere. I mean, we've had them from Frederick, South Dakota come to help. Bristol, South Dakota. There were just a lot of helpers.
It was very well organized. When did you start setting up?
We worked on it all week. It was nice to have Lisa have a rental room there at the community center, and we were able to do a lot of that there during the week before we sat up, and everybody just joined in to help. The community helped set up chairs and tables, and we just can't thank the volunteers enough and the buyers and the donators. It was awesome.
Now what everyone wants to know, how much money was raised from this event?
After expenses, we were able to donate $62,000 approximately to the New Hope Foundation, which is the biggest one ever. I was hoping to give $55,000, and we exceeded that goal, so I'm very, very happy. Next year's date is April 24th, 2026, at the Pollock Community Center.
Well, thank you for stopping in today. What is the number to strive for next year?
Ooh, boy. Do I dare say 75?
We're going to hold you to it. Thanks again for stopping by. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.